grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, our sermon today is on peace and love. Peace and love, what a concept. We've been lately immersed in peace, mercy, and love. Well, that sounds like the basis of Christianity, doesn't it? Well, what's missing? Well, joy and hope. The last time we did the service, I preached on joy. So that only leaves hope to make our Advent series complete again. And we haven't preached on that yet. Might be one for the future. But folks, hope is always with us. It's why we're here today. The hope of eternal life. The hope of spiritual healing, and the hope of physical and healing, spiritual healing through the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason we're celebrating our healing and laying on of hands service today. Well, how do we know this? Well, let's look at our Old Testament lesson. And I think that will help us start our discovery process. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. Certainly nice when God said he loves us, isn't it? I love you. And because God loves us, he shares his peace and mercy with us on a daily basis. But do we always see it? No. And just as important, do we always experience it? We know God does things in his own way and his own time. But don't we want things done in our time? Of course. But God always knows what is best for us, doesn't he? God loves us, and he actually states that in our Old Testament reading today. But how do we know what happens to us is what God actually has in mind for us? Well, let's listen to part of the epistle reading again. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me. But you had no opportunity. But you had no opportunity. That's a man talking to God. We're going to talk about that. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Well, God was concerned for me. But what does that statement about no opportunity actually mean? Well, God always has opportunity, doesn't he? But it takes opening our hearts to hear him. Now, we're not going to do it today, but we've been doing Psalm 51 before our offering, and we're using it as an offering hymn. But when we get in there, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Where does it say you're in control of that? It doesn't. But yet, how is he going to get into your heart? We open it up. How many of us have got closed, evil hearts? There is the hard thing. Well, this should be our prayer every day of our lives, but just as forgiveness is not freely given unless we ask for it, can we assume that the Holy Spirit cannot enter our hearts unless we ask him to enter? We got to let him in. Oh, nope, you're not coming in here today. I might have to do something good. So as our epistle lesson states, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. When God blesses me, I'm content. When we ask him for help today in our laying on of hands, during our service, we are opening our hearts for the Holy Spirit to work with us in whatever way He deems that we need. You know, I'm just a conduit for the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have anything to do with me. First time I experienced one of these services was in Omaha at Trinity Lutheran Church. Trinity Lutheran Church was an old, old church, started in the late 1800s. In Omaha, old Omaha is east of 72nd Street. Now new Omaha goes up to what, 415th Street, something like that. But in east 72nd Street, all the mainline Christian churches and all the mainline denominations were losing members hand and fist. This is the only one that was growing. And it's in the ghetto. Stop and think about that. The Holy Spirit is helping a church in the ghetto grow to the point where they were back up to 650 members. In fact, the last year I was there on Easter Sunday, we worshiped 700. Not bad for a ghetto church, is it? Why? Because people were letting the Holy Spirit in. You know, one of the things as a pastor, every time we feel, you'll let him, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. When I was at Trinity that day, the pastor put his hands on me, and I felt an electric shock. It's what you and I were talking about. And later on, I went up to Pastor Brian, and I said, Pastor Brian, because I mean, he did this for like 300 people. How can you do this? He said, when this service is done, he said, I go home and I sleep for about 5 hours. Because of the energy going through him. It wasn't coming from him. It was going through him. Remember we talked about this? We get it. It goes out. So today, when we do our laying on of hands in healing service, I want you to tell me what you would like the Holy Spirit to do in your life, and that's what we'll pray for. Now, because it's in His time and His way, you may or may not get it. Or you might get something entirely different, whatever He thinks is important for you. But it's whatever He thinks we need. For I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. May this blessing of the Holy Spirit keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.